Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, June 4th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of environmental and energy news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
the reservoir in Tanimura and Antle dedicate 40 acres to accelerate ag tech innovation in Salinas Valley. The reservoir, in partnership with Tanimura and Antle, has secured a long-term lease on 40 acres of farmland in Salinas, California, to build Reservoir Farms, an on-farm startup incubator for agricultural technology innovation. This collaboration aims to create a hub for scalable, farmer-driven technology solutions at the intersection of agriculture and technology. Located at Highway 68 and Hitchcock Road, the farmland will serve as a living laboratory for testing next-generation ag tech solutions. Reservoir Farms will support startups, pilot robotics and automation technologies, and promote sustainable agricultural practices, bridging the gap between invention and adoption. The initiative, developed with Western growers, will allocate 10 acres for test plots, focusing on strawberries, leafy greens, and vegetables. This groundbreaking project is set to accelerate advancements in productivity, profitability, and sustainability for California farms and beyond.
Investor news breaks. Massimo Group, NASDAQ memo, shifts to nearshoring model to strengthen supply chain and margins. Massimo Group, NASDOMO, has announced a strategic shift to nearshoring its manufacturing operations, moving production closer to North American markets. This move is aimed at reducing global shipping risks, improving inventory control, and enhancing gross margins. CEO David Shawn stated that this investment reflects Massimo's commitment to operational agility and long-term growth. The transition is expected to improve lead times, ESG performance, and responsiveness across its dealer network. Massimo Group is a manufacturer and distributor of power sports vehicles and pontoon boats, with a focus on innovation and quality craftsmanship. For more information, visit MassimoMotor.com and MassimoMarine.com.
Sustain Southern California presents Driving Mobility 12. Sustain Southern California is excited to announce the 12th edition of Driving Mobility, focusing on sustainable transportation solutions. The event, scheduled for June 26th at University of California, Irvine, will feature a professional program and clean vehicle expo. Topics include legislation, autonomous vehicles, and last-mile delivery efficiency. Industry leaders will share their knowledge, providing networking and learning opportunities. To learn more, visit the InvestorWire website for full details on this premier event. Turmoil. Tariffs are undermining Trump's rhetoric on oil and gas. Turmoil and tariffs are undermining President Trump's rhetoric on oil and gas. Despite promising to support the industry, his unpredictable trade policies are causing concern among industry actors. This uncertainty is hindering capital investment and production increases. Even companies like GEMXX Corp., with operations in Latin America, are likely feeling the impacts. For the latest news on GEMXX Corp., visit the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions for maximum impact. To stay informed, visit rocksandstocks.news. Investor news breaks. Fusion Fuel Green PLC, HTOU, sets June 25th AGM proposes reverse share split to regain NASDAQ compliance. Fusion Fuel Green PLC scheduled its annual general meeting for June 25th, 2025, in Dublin, where shareholders will vote on various proposals, including a reverse share split of Class A ordinary shares to regain NASDAQ compliance. The proposed split, ranging from 4 to 1 to 40 to 1, aims to meet NASDAQ's $1 minimum bid price requirement. CEO John Paul Backwell views this move as a step towards long-term sustainability backed by growth momentum and strategic acquisitions. Fusion Fuel Green PLC, a leader in energy services, offers comprehensive solutions through its Alshola Gas and BrightHy subsidiaries, focusing on industrial gas and hydrogen solutions. For more information, visit www.fusion-fuel.eu.
United Medical at the 28th Eurasian Economic Summit, advancing global dialogue and sustainable healthcare. United Medical LLC recently participated in the 28th Eurasian Economic Summit in Istanbul, focusing on advancing global dialogue and sustainable healthcare. The summit brought together over 800 leaders from 43 countries to discuss pressing issues such as ecology, economy, technology, energy, healthcare, and peace. Key speakers, including Dr. Aziz Sangkar and Dr. Ilber Ortayla, emphasized the importance of innovation and stability in addressing global challenges. United Medical CEO Kamal Erkan received a thank you award for his contributions to the Marmara Group Foundation and was appointed as the U.S. representative for civil society activities. During his keynote address, Erkan highlighted the need for proactive, sustainable healthcare solutions to build long-term health resilience. United Medical remains committed to supporting sustainable healthcare and fostering a healthier, more equitable world. Nominations open for 2025 SIRI Rethink Awards, celebrating visionary transformation in electronic sustainability. SIRI has announced the inaugural Rethink Awards, celebrating organizations making a significant impact in electronic sustainability through innovative thinking. The awards aim to recognize those challenging industry norms and creating circular solutions. Nominations are open to designers, manufacturers, refurbishers, recyclers, and policy advocates worldwide. Winners will be revealed at the eSummit in Minneapolis this September, where they can showcase their innovations. The physical awards, created by artist Steve Heller, repurpose electronic components into unique artistic pieces. Organizations can self-nominate or be nominated by third parties until June 30, 2025. For more details, visit the SIRI Rethink page. SIRI is a nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting sustainable electronics practices globally.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the News Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.